in Ksuvos?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So it sounded like Tysus. I don't know if that's a problem, you know, allowed to be like Tysus.
I just initially, when I read it and he wrote the Metzia and Chayv, I thought that he means, you know, like everything. Yeah, and then he kind of switched to like saying it like Tosos. And then I realized that maybe Chayv is just included with Metzia and then everything's good.
Right. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what Chayv is. Yes. Okay. Let's continue in the. Did you send me something else, Shmuel? I don't remember. Did you send something this time or you sent last time? Keeps me busy. All right. Anyway. Let's finish let's go back to the so what was, we had a question at the end of Shir yesterday, which I don't know the answer yet. And that is that we decided that it's pretty clear in the Shach. I thought that was very nice. That the Shach, two things the Shach tells us. One, the Shach tells us he's learned that he said beferish that there's a machlekes tzivos in the Rush on whether or not Mekach u'Memker and Matana is included in Da'at Amos's Kaina. So we wanted to know where exactly he saw that. So I think of Nosson Meltzer or somebody, I don't remember who said. I apologize. I don't remember who said it. Maybe Shmuel, you said it, that that's a simple lashon of Tysus, that because Tysus says that I'll take the Adam and Mitzia. I have to agree that is a simple lashon. But I thought that alone would not be enough of a riot. But could be that is enough riot. I don't want to say for sure not. That could be enough of a riot. That could be is based on that. But we said besides which we said a different riot, and maybe they're both right. They both fit in. In other words, everything fits together. Tyvis is Lashon, that Elkani Adam and Mitzia sounds that way. But also the fact that Tzivos adds to the Osin on Suya, because we said that there's a tremendous kash on Tzivos. Why does Tzivos add in his answer to Osin on Suya? He knew that in his Avamina, because that's in the Gemara. You know, it's a very, very good diak. Teretz says he obviously is adding something which he didn't know in the Avamina, which is that he's saying that the Takana is only when it's Osin on Suya. So it's very meduyik in the Lashon of Tzivos. He says it's only by Matana, and it's because only Matana has a Sreb Lo'asin on Suye. Well, it's very meduyik that the Rush should not say this land is only by Mitzia. The Rush doesn't mention in the answer Asin on Suye. And so we're assuming that the Rush is saying a different Svara, that there's a, it's not an absence of a positive, but a positive negative. In other words, it's not that it's not included, but it's excluded. To say something to be an afuke, to take it out. Okay, so that was one machlekes, the Tzivos and the Rush, which was very nice based on the Shach. And the second thing we point out from the Shach is the fact that the Shach is amazingly gutsy. I mean, it's just an amazing gutsy Shach where he says he doesn't like Tzivos and the Rush. They main Rishayim, they ask the Kasha, they basically say an answer. And the Shaila is how we pass in halacha. And he says he doesn't think he wouldn't pass in that way because he doesn't think their question is a good question. And therefore, their hechruch is not a good hechruch. But Stamazoi, he thinks that they're then you don't need them because in Svara it's right, even though that's not what they say. He has a different Svara, which is not necessarily their Svara. Why it doesn't work by Geneva? Because it's just Pashtus is neither. Of them Svara, because if Tzivos and the Rush meant that Svara, why would they have to bring in get Mishumi Guna? Right, so the Chayra, it's hard to say that Tzivos or the Tzivos or the Rush meant to shock Svara when he said that Geneva is excluded, not included. So the Shach on his own, the Halacha, he says that their kasha is no kasha, but their din is right for a different reason, not the reason that they give. And therefore, I'm going to pass in that way. And I think, you know, like very gutsy. Not in the Chafetz Chaim Derech Hapsak. But okay, well, Shach, I guess, is allowed to do that. But meanwhile, what's interesting is that when he's saying that Tzivos is raya is not a raya because it's a different answer, he goes to great Arichas to explain the answer, because you can say that the Gemara in Ksubas was asking only according to Rav Sheshes, because even Rav Sheshes also have to explain the Mishnah, because the Mishnah has to work out according to that Mishnah, that price or whatever it was, has to work out according to everyone. So the problem is that that's Pashup Shat, this is second answer. So instead of making it sound like he's being Mechai some new answer, and with Arifa, just say it's not Muchroch. It's Taifas himself, it's a different answer. So we were Medayik that he is not learning that Taifas is answer. And the truth is, we pointed out that that's not Mashman the Lashon of Taifas, because Taifas doesn't say that you could, the Gemara's Asi Shaper, says the Rav Sheshes Asi Shaper. He's not saying that the Gemara in Ksuvis is Asi Shaper, if you say it's Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Sheshes Asi Shaper. So we were left with a question which we did not have an answer for. We had a few questions we did not have answers for, which some of them we skipped. Why does Rav Sheshes say, who cares if it's Rav Sheshes is Asi Shaper? Because you're not going to pashas, you're not going to make a machlekes between Rav Sheshes and the other mandamar in this. So if the maisa, the other mandamar is committing himself to that, there's no doubt amos by Geneva. So who then Rav Sheshes? Okay, we'll see. Maybe when we answer the it's structurally as a very similar question to what the shas asking the pupuda harifta. So we'll see when we get there. We had another problem, is that we didn't understand why the Rush had to go to get. What's it bothered by get, since he holds exclusion? So we said some svara, but it wasn't so great. But we wanted to say that maybe by get, it's because it's something negative. And we said, and that's why he's not bothered by Kedushin. He's only bothered by get. Because Kedushin, you don't have this Rami Shumi Guna. So we thought maybe that might be right. We don't know. And someone else asked me that and I think we sort of pointed out that the shach is very strange, that he says that the hechroch to say, Tavis is hechroch to say that the Bavli argued the Shalmi, because the Bavli mentions the reason of Asin on Suye. And that's definitely not true, because Tavis in his Havamina, he knew the Bavli says Asin on Suye, and he still thought that it applied to Geneva. So that means the Taifas is not Medayik in the Lashon of Asin and Suye. So Taifas gets at the Bavli, argues with Yishalmi because of the Miyashe, the Kasha from Suvas. So he's having the wrong, he's asking Akasha, how can Taifas make a Machlekes Bavli and Yishalmi? The answer is, because you have the Gemara in Suvas. That's where, but not, Taifas doesn't Medayik it from the Gemara, Minei Bey and Baba Messiah, because if Taifas was Medayik, Minei Bey and Baba Messiah, then he would have never had a Havamina that it applies to Geneva, because Geneva would be the mamish, it would be no, without, it's not Mitzvah. Geneva is like Mechakum Emker. You're taking from one person, transferring to the other. So if Tavis is Medayik from the Gemara and Nova Mitzvah, that the Takana is only by Yossin and Suya by Mitzvah, then of course he would have known even his Havamina doesn't apply to Geneva. So Adam Ayes Mokok Tavis doesn't hold to that Diak. So how can he say, it's a little funny. He's going on Taisus. Shavisha Rush, because it's Rishami, he says that. We call it Kom Yeshlam, I give the Shasi Dun. I'm a Shatai Mishim, the Lord, that's a Lee. Majin, I'm a Sea of Love, and Matana. Okay, I don't know. I would be inclined to say that after reading the Shach and seeing how gutsy he is, he's not saying Shah and Taisus. He's saying there are these two Shitas. And there's a sheet of the Ritva and sheet of Taisus. Maybe Taisus didn't see the Yishalmi. But now that we know the Yishalmi, so where do we get the right? So how can we argue with, how can we have two sheets of Halacha? After all, there's the Yishalmi. There it is. We can say that the Bavli disagrees. Not that that's where Taisus got it from. Taisus didn't get it from the Taisus got it from the Gemara and Suvis, but it's a little bit daichik to say that, the Gemara Ksuvis is not the Mekor. So if the Mekor, the Yishalmi says it here, so he's saying that the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that holds that the Safek by Matana Mitzia, he based it on the Asin and Suya, not the Taisus. And it's also a little, like a little radical that he, again, arguing with Taisus. Okay. All right, and now I want to go further. Any comments? Okay. What? Yes.
I mean, the Shach himself goes on and he says that really it's a Kenyan Chatzar and it includes Gneva, Pashtus.
Wait. Where are you reading?
The Shach says his own Pshat, right? Nilan Fias Daiti, that when Chazal were Masakin Dal Ramis, it included even Gneva.
He doesn't say Kenyan Chatzar, does he?
No. I'm saying that's.
Okay. So
whatever it is, he said that included Gneva.
Yes.
That is not Pashup Shot the way we were learning.
Well, you're asking a question?
He's going against all the other Rishonim.
That include well, Tavis Hamina also thought it included Gneva.
Oh, on the Kasha from Stubis, you mean? Yeah, okay, I hear.
The other thing, he says the Yesh Leimar, but his Maskana is that it does not include Gneva.
No, I understand, for a different reason.
Right. He's granting those Havmin, right?
He's saying Tavis is Raya is not a good Raya.
Maybe the Havmin is correct.
And therefore made Havmin correct, but then he says there's a different reason Havmin is wrong. It's just so strange, because this is like a halachic sefer. How can you go ahead? You know, it's like, but the Maisa Tavis asked the Kasha from Tzuvis, and the Rosh asked the Kasha from Tzuvis, and probably other Rishonim also asked the Kasha from Tzuvis. So he's coming to say, and they spar out the halacha based on that. So you're saying, well, but I don't think their Kasha is a good Kasha. Like you know, so what? you're an Akron, they're a Rishon. And then, what does he say? No, but, so therefore, I wouldn't pass like them. But I'm going to pass like them anyway, because in Svara, I think they're right, but they don't hold the Svara. So like he's arguing with them on two things. It's just very, very gutsy. Okay, that's the shot.
Yeah, but if he would have had that, Mikol Makom, would he actually argue Halacha L'Maisa? He probably wouldn't argue Halacha L'Maisa. He would maybe have a kasha that he doesn't understand them. But at the end of the day, he's not going to argue. And he's saying, oh, and I'm not going to argue also because of this. But he wouldn't argue.
I don't know. He wouldn't say. He says, Aval gav, shmashech rito zeh, heino hechrat nafiani zaiti. So it sounds like, therefore, he says he would argue the halacha. Otherwise, what's he saying that for?
Yeah, we find anywhere that the Shach argues on Rishonim,
Sure, all the time. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't. They have to ask people that are learning for Yeridea. I don't remember the Shach anywhere. It's in Mikoma Gom, they root some MS Misfara. Mashman, without that, he went to Paskin that way. Otherwise, what's he saying? What do I need the fact that they root some MS Misfara? You don't argue. We reshine him. You know, that thing is, it's like the Shach is, it doesn't sound like he's just writing a nice popo. He says, Afal Gav, I should have that, means, and therefore, I went basking that way. I said, the Fiani is dieting. So I've said many times, the Fiani is dieting is just a nice way of saying that I'm 100% sure I'm right. It's just the, it's a, that's a, just the Derek Heretz to go away is saying it. But the Fian is, I think, means he's arguing. Okay. It's interesting. It's definitely interesting that he does that. I mean, I think the Rashiva held that hashkathically, you're allowed Ramosha, those who remember, she was Claude and Imsak, Ramosha and the Chazon Ish both read that you're allowed to argue. Because we work with the principle of Ein Adayin and Mash Ein Avrais. And you can argue with earlier people, and they both, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, do that. Rav Shiva used to claim that the Chafetz Chaim did not do that. He used to say that's the machlokes between the Chafetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan will argue with earlier people and be machriya, and the Chafetz Chaim, there's a machlokes, he will either has certain klodim of which svarim always win, or he will go with majority, but he doesn't pick and choose in every machlokes. He doesn't go through the topic. In other words, he has his rule. The Gra always win. The Chayyadim always win. Primigadim always win, so to speak. There's certain Sfarim that almost always win. But he doesn't, hear passing like the Shach and hear passing like the Taz. He sticks with his rules. So Meshiva used to say that this was a machlokes in Hashdan. He used to say that in theory, Ramosh and the Chazon Ish and the Yerach HaShulchan are right, that ain't a dine and mash ain't a price. But in practice, we don't do that bizman hazeh. And he used to say that we baskin like the Chavetz Chaim, so we baskin that we don't do that. That's what he used to say. The Shiva's sheet to those who know was that he did not, Shiva always listened to Ramosha, except when Ramosha says Beferish, he's arguing with, I don't know, but usually he goes to Ramosha, except when Ramosha says he's arguing with earlier people that he would not go with Ramosha because he said, we don't follow this Hashkafa of Ramosha. So he didn't accept that psak of Ramosha. But okay.
But what Rishonim, I mean, Ramosha, when he argued on
I know the case. I only remember one case, but that was just saying Dimyon, that the first tshuva in Ramosha is on how big of your yarmulke you have to wear. And he brings that Rav Shlomo Kluger says that a yarmulke has to cover your whole head. Ramosha says that it's mistabra, that doesn't mean the ruba kikudo. So even he would agree that Rav is good enough. But then Rav Moshe brings a raya from a Gemara in Kedushin that he's not right. And he bases on a raya from the Gemara that as long as it covers this heker, you're the yaitzi. And he baskins that way to halacha, that any, even a bottle cap, whatever it is, you know, any yarmulke is kosher. So Rishiva was very makban on that. Rishiva held that, you know, Rav Moshe cannot argue with Rav Shlomo Kluger. He didn't try and answer his raya. He just said, listen, Rav Shlomo Kluger was 100, 200 years earlier. I don't know exactly when Rav Shlomo Kluger lived, probably the early 1800s. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger was the Gadol Ador, you know, 100, 200 years earlier. And your Moshe cannot argue. And we go with Rav Shlomo Kluger. And he was very big.
It's a pretty extreme example of that. No, because like Rebbe said, it's not like Rav Shlomo Kluger lived 500 years ago, you know?
Okay, so therefore what?
No, I'm saying it's not like Rav Moshe was arguing on a shah, you know, and even so, the Rishiva held it's
okay, yeah. And I had a ma'isa with there's a funny story, and being tongues, the doctor go out, is not here, so I can battle. Nope, no one minds. So that when I was Rishiva's secretary, so Rabbi Trapper, I don't know if he did it on purpose or it was really, I wanted to know. He asked Rishiva, I want to know what the right size of yarmulke is. You know, just is Binyamin's yarmulke, is that okay or not? You know, it was a Milvan Hoa meeting. So I had the Hohan Hoa steering at my yarmulke. And the Rashiva's psak was that it could be bigger, which that was another psak. So I don't know if Rabbi Trapper did on purpose because he felt I was wearing too small of a yarmulke and he wanted me to wear a bigger one, or he just really wanted to know. But the Maisa, I got told my yarmulke wasn't big enough. She held that has to be, we should be rolled over the head. But that Rav Pashinsky was a Talmid of the Chazon Ish. And this I tell the story very often. Rav Pashinsky, there's a machloikas in the minig, you know, two minhagim, whether you make a shechianu on the shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or say machloikas and everything in shechianu. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, do you make a shachianu, which includes on the shofar? So it's a machloikas from the Mechaber and Ramah. And that machloikas, Mechaber Ramah, is the machloikas Rishayim. And the machloikas Rishayim is quoted from the Gainim. So it goes all the way back to the Gainim. It's the Gainim into the Rishayim, and it comes down to Mechaber Ramah. And Minig Ashkenaz is that we make a Ramot Baskins, we make a Shachianu. So Rav Pashinsky, I remember he told us that he went through the Sugya and he brought a Raya that you do not make a Shachianu. So in his yeshiva, he says he blows shofar at that time. He says he will not make a Shachianu because he was Machria. And then Machlik is a Gainim. Not just Rishayim, not just Mechaber Ramot. He was Machria. So he said that there are people in the minyan that get very upset. How can I make a shechianu? So he tells them, listen, you want to make a shechianu? You can make the shechianu. The Baal Tukeh that has to make the bracha, you make the bracha. So he says, so someone else makes the shechianu, but I won't answer amen, it's a hefsek. So that's the other shita. That was the Chazon Ish shita, apparently. Ain't it dynam Hashem of rice?
So but if the Rishonim, if all the Rishonim would have said you have to make a bracha, and he learned and he came to Maskana from the Gemara that you don't, would he still argue?
Or it's only because I don't know. Okay, but it's still pretty good that he was Mimach. Based on Asiyak, and I'm sure it wasn't Beferish, you know, but based on a certain raya that he had, he was going to pass in a Machlekes, maybe the Rambam and the Rush, and the, probably Machlekes the Gainim. I'm not sure if it's the Rambam and the Rush, but it's the Machlekes Rishonim, it's Machlekes Mechabrin, basically Rabbi Ramah, you know what I mean? And he's Mamish, he's not going to answer Amen. It's a Hefzik, you know, he's like fire. You know, that's definitely a different shita. There's not a Chavetz Chaim shita. But Rashi said there are Moshe went with that shita. The Aruch HaShulchan went with that shita. The Chazon Ish went with that shita. Then he claimed, Rashi said that the Chavetz Chaim did not go with that shita. And we paskin. That's why the Rashiva almost never used an Aruch HaShulchan. He was never, did not like, because he held that the Aruch, you people always telling that we should use the Aruch HaShulchan because Hilchos Hilka Basroi. So especially if there's no Mishnah Berurah, you should use the Aruch HaShulchan. So Shiva did not agree because he felt that since the Aruch HaShulchan has a different system of psak, the Mishnah Berurah argued with the Aruch HaShulchan and the Derech HaPsak. So if we pass like the Mishnah Berurah, so the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't get a halok of Hilchos HaBasroi. Rav Scheinberg, on the other hand, always used the Aruch HaShulchan. And Rav Scheinberg would take the Aruch HaShulchan and he would squeeze it into the Mishnah Berurah with a sledgehammer in the most daichik way possible. He would try, he always found that he very much going to the Aruch HaShulchan, and if he squeezed into Mishnah Berurah, even if we pretty clearly disagreed. But Rav Shiva is just the opposite. He did not use the Aruch HaShulchan very much. He did not, because he held that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Aruch HaShulchan and Derech HaPsak. Okay, I'm having my fun in Hashkafa. All right, but let's get back here. So the Shach here sounds like he's a very, very gutsy in that he's arguing. Sounds like he's, you know, he's following his Das Torah. He's ready to argue. Okay, so let's read the Rush. Go back to the Rush because we're up to the end of the Shach. I know, Rabbi, we bapped because you weren't here, so we were able to bat a little bit.
Maybe I was here the whole time.
You were here? I didn't see you.
I didn't have my video on. Sorry.
Oh.
I heard everything.
And I would have known you're here.
I hold it was negated to the sukkah, so it's not batala.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it happens to be a very important hashkafa. It's just an interesting.
It's a very interesting hashkafa. Rashiva always did talk hashkafa on the first day of the sukkah. That was always
okay. Not the first day, but it's Rashiva held that there's a machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, and how we paskin.
Yeah, Mishnah Berurah.
Aruch HaPsak, and he went with the Mishnah Berurah. Yes.
Because as Rabbi said, the Mishnah Berurah's Derech HaPsak was. The Aruch HaShulchan would group together like 100 little guys and consider them like so he had some halach like that.
But not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan would go through the sugya. He would come up with his own. He would be machriya. If the machlek is the shach and the taz, he would be trying to be machriya. Who's
the
right?
He told us the difference was that the Mishnah Berurah just took numbers and went with the rove, and the Aruch HaShulchan used a weighted average.
Right. But the Mishnah Berurah also doesn't just use now. He has certain svarim. Mishnah Berurah uses much more than others. But it's
the other way around? The Mishnah Berurah used the way to that? He considered more than
others? The Mishnah Berurah is consistent. In other words, he uses majority and he uses also certain people. But it's consistent.
What if the people are against the majority?
Okay, I don't know, but he's consistent. You know, he doesn't look through the sugya to be machriya the sugya. He's consistent. He has a consistent rule. And he uses it in every, you know, in Mishnah Berurah, almost always the Gra wins. And almost always the Prima Gadim wins. And always, if there's a Machlekes, a Taz, a Magen Avram, in Kamat, always the Magen Avram wins in Mishnah Berurah.
Even without the Rosh Hashiva's Masorah, just reading the Svarim, that seems that way, right? The Mishnah Berurah, Kamat never goes through from the ground up. And the Aruch HaShulchan does. He cites the Gemara, he cites the Rishonim.
Right, that you said, it's a different style, yes.
I'm saying you see it in the Sefer itself.
Yes. Okay, I agree. I had once, and there we got that guy. I'm sorry, not by just. I had a guy in the yeshiva who decided he's gonna make the Aruch HaShulchan his rabbi, because he said Mishnah Berurah is too hard to read, and the Aruch HaShulchan he likes to read. It's much clearer. So he says, listen, you can make whoever you want your rabbi. I make the Aruch HaShulchan my rabbi. I'll pass like the Aruch HaShulchan. So I was a shtickle wise guy. This was in high school. I was a senior. So I asked around if anyone had any chumras of the Aruch HaShulchan. So I went and told him that, you know, I'm glad that you took the Aruch HaShulchan as your rabbi. Did you know that the Aruch HaShulchan holds you can't wear sneakers on Yom Kippur? And you Aruch HaShulchan
holds. I heard this, the Rabbi Grunblatt came up with 10 chumras on this. Or something.
Yeah, we lived together. We worked, I guess. So we found a bunch of chumras of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is usually much more medical than the Mishnah Berurah. But he has, you know, once in a while, he has chumras. So we told this guy, we found out all the chumras of the Aruch HaShulchan, and we told it to him. And he decided he'll go back to be like everybody else. That was very funny. Okay. All right, let's get back to the Rush. So the Rush says, again, I lost the place. So he says, behold, the paragraph in Iris. Gabi going to get the shot and Gabi I say, okay, that's late. After Shrama, it's a shot this of his name of Echo. Feel a man, no more down almost kind of shits a rabbi in the Ganav, little Tiknu, Rabbana, Chiknu, and Dara Amis. Well, we get Tiknu, Shumi Guna. So that's the Rush. He asks the Kasha on the Gmarin Tzubis. He's asking, according to the man, no more, Dara Amis is kind of shits a rabbi, because apparently the parody shot is that the Rush held, not like the Shach, that the Gemara there has to go according to everybody. So he says, according to, because it's not because it's Timas Aloshin and Gemara. Now, the Timas Aloshin and Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say in Ksuvis they're only going in one Mandamar. So it's Mash where the Gemara is going according to everybody. So according to the Mandamar, what's the Gemara saying? Teretz is because Gnei Vekana is not kind. Comes in on the Pupuna Charifta and asks the Kasha, who cares? Why does the Rush say this? We don't paskin like the Manda Amar that Dawid Amos kind of Mirshus Arabin. So there's no Nafkamina. So why is the Rush make this point? Right, that's a Papuda Charifta's Gash. Comes along the Shach and says, what are you talking about? The Nafkamina is in a non-Rishus Arabin, if Dawud Amos is kind of by Gneva, by a Simta. In other words, because even though we don't bask in like the Manda Omar, that Dawud Amos is kind of Rishus Arabin, but if the Manda Omar, Dawud Amos is kind of, not kind of in Rishus Arabin, hold that there's no Kenyan by Geneva. So who are then? The other Mount Damar also hold that way because there's no, they have a machlokes whether you're kind of a Shus Arabim or not a Shus Arabim. There's no, that machlokes is reason that the reason for that machlokes is because it's hard to have a Dawud Amos in a Shus Arabim, right? Because Igmara says a Svara, it's not, since everyone is there, you don't have Dawud Amos.
Rav Sheshes.
Right. But there's no reason why that machlokes should carry over to whether or not Dawud Amos works by Geneva. The reason why we have Dawud Amos doesn't work by Geneva is either because there's no Sfar of Asin on Suye, or because they're Abon and aren't motivated, that they don't want to help a Ganav. So the two machlokes should not be totally Zabizet. So if I can prove from the Gemara in Suvis, this is the Shach, I'm saying it outside, that if I can prove from the Gemara and Ksuvis that the man Damar who argues with Rav Sheshes holds that Dawud Amos does not work by Geneva, so who would then I can prove in Rav Sheshes
that right.
Dawud Amos doesn't work by Geneva. Now, okay, so
there's the Ksos.
What?
There's a Ksos that defends the Madani Melech, the Pulach
Rifka. Right, but let me first read it out. Now, let me just read the Shach inside. The Shach inside, the way he says it. The Savior Madani Mel Kerakan the Mitzia, Hiksha Rush, Kivin the Pazak that has Silkasa, Command Amar Tao and Amis Kayatisha Sarabin, Mashkulin Ashe had the day Lamele, Pipinirily, the old duck. The Rush bought Alchia, the big Nayla, Lo Tikna Tao and Amis, the Nafgamina, the Simta, or Sidisha Sarabin. That by Nafgamina for symptom should see the Shus Rabin. The Kenu the Hagos Maimini Uba Guda Perikama this Mitzia. The Shamri will be Gnavin of Dicta Dawanamis after symptom. So I know that it's right, but I suspect that Mineu Bay from the Lushin of the Shach, you see a different, that how he understood the different answer. What is the Shach proving from the Aguda? What does the Aguda say that's impressive? The Rush says that. Taisa says that. The Dawud Amis doesn't work by Geneva. What does he want?
Only Dawud Amis, but Rosh Hashanah doesn't work by Geneva.
In other words, what you see, that's, I agree with you. What you see from the, that the, what the Shach is saying is that they add after symptom. In other words, the Shach apparently gripped the Papuda Harifta. This is, maybe this is different than your excel. That's why I want to, is that what the Papuda Harifta probably apparently gripped the Rush, that the Rush was saying, that I can prove from the Gemara in Ksuvos that Dawud Amis doesn't work by Rosh Hashanah, by Gana. But you can't prove from Ksuvos that it doesn't work in a Simta because it's Mars and Ksuvos not talking about a Simta. So then comes along the Popura Harifta and he asks the Kasha, you're trying to prove that Dawud Amis doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah by Gana. Who cares? Anyway, it doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah, even not by a Gana. Comes along the Shach, and he's saying, you made a mistake because the Rush is hold that Dawud Amis doesn't even work by Simta. But it sounds like from the Lashon of the Shach, the way he gripped the Papuda Harifta is that the Papuda Harifta is learning that the Rush never said that Dawud Amis doesn't work by Simta. The Rush is only of Geneva. The Rush is only saying Dawud Amis doesn't work for Shus Rabin, but for a Ganav. So then this the Pula Charit does a good Kasha, right? That's what it's Masha from his Lashon. The Nira needed old duck. So a Rush but Al Kiyah to be Geneva, I'll take the Rabban Dawud Amis, then Avgamina the Simta. But it's either Shus Rabin. The Kenu by Goy's Maiming, the Shame Reel, but Geneva, I'll take Rabban Dawud Amis. A fear of a symptom, right? In other words, if the normal way you learn, if not for the deacon is lashon, is a papuda harifta just stop. For some reason, he thought that you can't bring a raya from one mandama to the other mandama. So it's nothing to do with because of course everyone knows that if it's not going to work in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not going to work in Simta either. That's pashtun. And when we see in the Gemara in Ksuvos that it doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So obviously it's not going to work in Simta. But the Pilpuda Chariftas Kasha was, that's only the Mandamar that argues with Rav Sheshes. So he'll say that it's not kind of in either place. But Rav Sheshes will say it's kind of everywhere, wherever it's kind of. That's the normal way of gripping the Pilpuda Chariftas Kasha. But you see from the Shach that's not how he gripped it. Because then, when he's coming to argue with the Papuda Harifta, he wouldn't make a big deal that we pass in after symptom. Because of course, if Geneva is not kinda, Dawud Amis is not kinda, it's not gonna be kinda in symptom either. Obviously. There's no, so what he's gripping the Papuda Harifta, that the Papuda Harifta is saying that even in non-Rav Sheshes, when the Rush brought a raya from Ksuvos, he only brought a raya that by Geneva doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But he never brought a raya that Geneva doesn't work in Simta. So the shaila is, what in the world is the svara of the Papuna Charifta? Why should, you know, we were trying to figure out, you know, what the svara why Geneva is excluded. So we said in the rush, the reason why it's excluded, because we don't make a takana, because we don't want to help a ganav. So the same, that logic applies Bebe Shazara and Bebe Simta. If the logic is right, it should apply to both. If the logic's not right, it should apply to neither. How can the rush, the Pupura Harif, the split between Rosh Hashanah and Simta? So what do you people say? Give you 30 seconds. That's not really enough time to think about anything, but what do you say?
I don't understand the Pul Harif, and I don't understand the
Shatskrif. So okay. I have to say it over again. The Papuna Charifta is asking that you're bringing a raya from Tzubis, that Da'awan Amos doesn't work by Geneva. But the Gemara in Tzubis is in the Ma'ada Omar, that the raya is from the Ma'ada Omar that Da'awan Amos works in Rosh Hashanah. We don't basking like that Ma'ada Omar. So why are you discussing that Madamar? Who cares? Right. So far, good?
Rishesh holds the what? He holds the Rishesh
holds Da'awan Amos is not working with Shetzer Rabin.
Right.
The day of the Tana Kama, so to speak, that Tana, the Amora Kama, who just didn't hold that Rishesh, held that Da'awan Amos does work with Shetzer Rabin. So Taif is
that's where the question was, how come there's no Kimmel?
Right. So the Raya, that it doesn't work by Geneva, is only in the Ma'ada Omar that Da'awan Amos doesn't work. Da'awan Amos works by Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishat, the Pura Charifta asks the Kasha, why does the Rosh is a halachic sefer. Bishlam HaTaisvis, he's a non-halachic sefer. So he has to discuss dayas that we don't pass it because he wants every day. But the Rosh is a halachic sefer. So what? Who cares what shot in the Manda Omar that Da'awan Amos works in Rosh Hashanah? We don't baskin like that Manda Omar. That's the Papuna Charifta's cash. Comes along, okay? So far, good?
We baskin under Sheshes.
Yes. Comes along the Shach and says, because since the Machlekes Rav Sheshes and the other person, is a machlekes and whether Da'awan Amos works in Rosh Hashanah. But there's no reason to assume that they argue in other things because they're not connected. We don't say that because they argue in one thing, they argue in something else, and that's just some logical connection. So if I can prove that daya number one holds that Da'awan Amos doesn't work by a ganav, so likewise by Rav Sheshes, you can prove that Da'awan Amos doesn't work by a ganav. So it's very important to see what the other Amora holds, because once you see what he holds, you'll flip it back to Rav Sheshes. So he doesn't understand the Papuna Charifta's caution. That's his question. Because the mashmos of the Shach is that the Papuna Charifta will answer back that you can't do that, because all you saw from the first Manda Amar is that Da'awan Amos doesn't work by Geneva in Rosh Hashanah. But you never saw that Da'awan Amos doesn't work by Geneva in Simta in the first Ma'ada Amar. Therefore, when you flip it back to Rav Sheshes, you can only flip to Rav Sheshes that Da'awan Amos doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. And that's not relevant to anything. Because Rav Sheshes anyway says that Da'awan Amos doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah. Even not Geneva. Says the Shach that no, if I know Da'awan Amos doesn't work by Geneva Rosh Hashanah, even though normally Rosh Hashanah works, then I can also, and it's pointed at first Manda Amar. So the Machlokes, the Shach and the Papuna Charifta is when the Rush proved that first Manda Amar, who owes that Da'awan Amos is kind of in Rosh Hashanah, and the Rush proves that it's not Kona by Gneva, would that Mandamar hold it's not Kona by Gneva even by Simta? or he would only say it's not kind of by Gneva, only in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Bapura Charifta says, you can only prove from the Gemara and Ksuvitz that it's not kind of Rishus HaRabim. You can't prove that it's not kind of in Simta. Therefore, you can only learn out that you're not kind of Rishus HaRabim, and that's not Nogea, because anyway, there's no Kinyan Da'at Amos Rishus HaRabim. But the Shach says that logically, if you hold Da'at Amos as a Kinyan, and yet it doesn't work for Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, even though Da'at Amos Rishus HaRabim is a Kinyan, according to that one Mount Amar. So that means that there's some blockage why Ganav doesn't have a Kinyan. So who then you won't have a Kinyan by Simta either? So that's what the Shach holds. But the Buddha Chayrifta disagrees.
How's the Shach figuring that out, though, when the only thing we know to compare it to is a case of Rosh Hashanah, where we know Rosh doesn't...
Because logically, he says, if according to Mount Omar that says Da'at Amos is kind of Rosh Hashanah, so why by Ganav isn't it kind of? Teretz is, let's say we said it's Svara, because we don't want to help a Ganav. So that same Svara applies also by Simta. Since he owes that, practically speaking, Da'at Amos should be kind of Rosh Hashanah, and yet by Ganav it doesn't. So that means that there's some psul, like in Eva, that stops Kinyan. So it stops, if it stops, if there's a psul.
The answer we give for the other Manda Amr, so to speak, in order to not create a second machlokas with the Rosh Hashanah, would have to apply to Rosh Hashanah as well.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Does anyone have an answer to the Bapura Charifta? Going once, twice, three times.
The Shach sounds good.
I battled too much, so now we have to rush a little bit. Anyone? Rav, you're holding your head. No idea?
Wait a second. I thought the Shach is the Pashup Shach, no?
Yes, so we're trying to pick out the Pupura Charifta. Shach leads.
We answer for the Pupura Charifta.
Yes.
To make his question a good question.
Yes. So there's a Biyurim V'Yunim, a very beautiful Biyurim V'Yunim. I happen, once in a while, I like what the man says. He says a very beautiful thing. Except that I have to have a cheshbon out. It might not work out in the cheshbon. But you'll see, I'm sure Sandy will catch me because I didn't cheshbon it yet with Mecca Kumemker. But he says as follows. He says, why the Rav Sheshes holds that Da'at Amos doesn't work for Rishus HaRabim. Why doesn't it work for Rishus HaRabim? Because you can't have a Kenyan, let's say that Rabbi Meltzer keeps on telling me, because Da'at Amos is a chutzner, and you can't say this is your chutzner. It's just a rabbin, it can't be your chutzner. Now, the man d'amar that says Da'at Amos, therefore it only works by a simta, because there you can say it's your chutzner. They can make a simta your chutzner. They can't make it's just a rabbin your chutzner. The man d'amar that says Da'at Amos works by a Rishus HaRabim. So what does he hold? So if we assume that he also agrees you can't make Rishus HaRabim into a chatzar, let's assume that. It's not mukhruch. So how come Da'at Amos works in Rishus HaRabim? So you'll have to say that he holds that since there's a problem of lo'asin on suya, and there are both and wanted Da'at Amos to be kaina. So they had to say you're kaina without chatzar, right? Which means lechara the svar of asin on suye lechara applies bein rishus harabim bein and simta bein and chatzar. According to the Man d'Amar, Da'at Amos is not kaina by rishus harabim. He's almost like saying they're a bonan is stuck. They were motivated by the asin on suye, but they wanted to have a mechanism. The mechanism is chatzar. That mechanism works in Rishus and Simta, but the mechanism doesn't work in Chatzar in Rishus HaRabim. So what can you do? Even though we're motivated, but we can't make a takana there, so we can't have a mechanism. The other Man d'Amar says that
doesn't Rav Sheshes just give a very non-lamdish reason why it's not kona? I thought because he says Rishus HaRabim's dachke be'rabim.
Yeah. So therefore, what?
And therefore, then it's not going to accomplish the goal.
I mean, it can't be your chatzar because other people are sharing it with you, so it can't be your chatzar. It should be, if you make it a chatzar, it should be a chatzar of all the people who are in the dalet almost at the moment.
Right. And not because it doesn't cap, it's just style, it's just that, right, you can't make it into your chatzar. I think that's what we're learning. Right. So I'm saying that, which means like this, really, the motivation of the Osin and Suye exists by Rishus Rabin too, except there's no mechanism, so they didn't make it. The man Omar that says it works by Chatzar, but the Rishus Rabin, he says, since we have a motivation, so we have to Rabbanan were gutsy, and they made it that kind of without a mechanism, right? So in other words, everybody agrees that the Rabbanan prefer to have a mechanism if they can get a mechanism. Machlokes is what happens when they have their motivation, but they don't have a mechanism.
What if they didn't have any mechanism at all?
Let me try and say, please.
What if they didn't have any mechanism at all?
Let me try and say the chat. So the machlokes is if we have a, well, that's the kind of thing. You have a motivation, but you don't have a mechanism. So the man Omar that says that they know Kenyan Dawud Chatzar says, listen, there's no mechanism, we can't have a takana. The man Omar that says that you're kind of just a rabbin says, listen, we don't have a mechanism. Okay, so we'll make up a new Kenyan. A new Kenyan says no mechanism. We make up a new Kenyan without a mechanism. Now the Shaktis, according to the man Omar that says that Dawud Amos is kind of just a rabbin, because Chazal made up a new mechanism. What would they say in Simta? Would they say also Chazal made up a new mechanism? Or no, of course, they also agree it's better to have a mechanism. So it's because it's better to have a mechanism because whenever you have a mechanism, you're not like your Davin HaTaira. It just, in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, we're stuck. You can't have a mechanism of Chatzar. But in Simta, where we're not stuck, they would also agree that you use a mechanism. So if you say that, it comes out a very interesting thing that the day of number one that says that Dawud Amos works in Rishus HaRabim holds that the Kenyan Dawud Amos in Rishus HaRabim is different than the Kenyan Dawud Amos of Simta. The Kenyan of Dawud Amos of Simta is a takana that it works mitam chatzar. But the Kenyan Dawud Amos of Rishus HaRabim is a Kenyan that they made up a brand new mechanism. So if that's true, then you can answer the Papuda.
One second. So,
well, what?
I just don't understand that. There was one takana, right? So
the takana was they want Dawud Amos to be kinder.
Right. So it's either kinder through Butzer.
No,
or through something else.
But they'd rather have a system. They want to have a chatzar because they want it to be, there's a mind of having a mechanism.
Okay.
You see the mandamar that says, not going to just a rabbin, they said, if we can't have a mechanism, we're not going to make a takana. So even the mandamar that says, listen, when they got stuck, they'll make it out of takana because there wasn't on Suye such a big problem. It would be, if we can't have a mechanism, we'll do it anyway. But if we can have a mechanism, of course, we'll use a mechanism because we prefer using a mechanism. It's less Eiger Dabin HaTaira. So it comes out that according to Naman Amar, in a Simta, it's the mechanism of Chatzar, but in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's a new Kenyan. So now it's very good. Taisus goes ahead and the Rush proves that Geneva doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's all you can prove from the Gemara in Suvis. So says it Papura Harifta, maybe if Dawud Amos is a brand new Kenyan, the Rabbana made a new takana of a new Kenyan. Okay, so there's a Svara. They don't want the Kenyan by Gneva. Why would they want a Kenyan by Gneva? There's no mechanism. The Kenyan is only because we want it, we get what we want. We don't want Gneva. So why would there be a takana by Gneva? We have no desire for Gneva. But by Simta, where they made a mechanism, so then, of course, once you make a mechanism, then you're locked into the mechanism. Then you have to follow the mechanism. And mechanism is chaser, so it works by Geneva too. In other words, the whole side that Dawud Amos works by Geneva is that even though we don't have a motivation, but since it's, there's a mechanism, so we're stuck with the mechanism. It's not low plug, but it's like, because once you make the mechanism, you gotta, that's the mechanism, so you have to follow it. So, because the motivation for sure doesn't apply by Geneva. No, you're not motivated by Geneva for the Lawasin on Suye. So in Simta, where they're using a mechanism of Chatzer, so then you could there's a good Svara to say that Dawud Amos works. It's a mechanism. We made a mechanism that it's Chatzer. Once it's a Chatzer, that's your Chatzer. We're Misakin is your Chatzer. Now we made your Chatzer. It's your Chatzer to Gabi everything. If we made it your Chatzer, it's your Chatzer. In Rosh Hashanah, and we never made it your Chatzer because we couldn't make it a Chatzer. Because it's not, everyone agrees you can't make Rosh Hashanah in your Chatzer. So Adam and I, we just said your Kainah. So we're only going to say your Kainah where we're motivated to be Kainah. Okay, I know that's.
Is Rebbe saying that the whole machlokes between Rav Sheshis and the other mandamer is gufa hinging on this question whether or not, despite the fact there's no chatzer and shusar abim, we the chacham would apply a takana?
Yes, would the chacham make a takana without a mechanism?
And that's machlokes.
That's the machlokes.
That's machlokes.
Everybody agrees that it's preferable to have a mechanism. What? And everybody
right,
agrees.
Since that's the machlokes in the case where there's no, where there is no mechanism
right.
possible,
right.
Therefore it doesn't make sense to bring Rosh Hashanah because of the fact that we're only having this discussion where there is no mechanism, and therefore he's not the one we posk Rosh Hashanah, so there's no reason to bring in the other mandamer at all.
Because I said to say no better, because even the other mandamer that you're proving in Suvis that he holds that it doesn't work in Rosh Geneva, but even he would admit that it works in Simta for Geneva. Because even though he said, possibly, because even though he said, no, not Rav Sheshis, the other man, who is Rav Yechanan?
I think it's Rav Yechanan.
Okay, the first man that says that Dawud Amos works even in Rishus Arabim. So Taivis has a raya that he owes that it doesn't work in Rishus Arabim. So I'm saying, even he would admit for Geneva, that's if only Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't work. Let's say it's Rav Yechon. Whoever the bar plucked in Rav Sheshis is, Rav Meltzer said Rav Nosses Rav Yechon, take his word for it. So Rav Yechon, what?
But those are Papa.
Okay.
Let's say Rav Papa, fine.
Okay, Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says that Amos works in Rosh Hashanah. Comes along Tavis in the rush and brings a raya that he owes that it doesn't work by Geneva. So I'm saying that the Pupuna Charifta says that even though he holds that it doesn't work by Geneva, that's only Geneva and Rosh Hashanah. But he Rav Papa, would admit that by Geneva and Simta, it does work. Because he holds that Geneva, the Dawud Amos and Simta, is a different takana than Dawud Amos in Rosh Hashanah. Mimela, when you go ahead and you can't prove, well, since you say, Rav Papa, you say Dawud Amos doesn't work, so likewise, I'm going to say Dawud Amos doesn't work by Geneva. It doesn't follow, because he also would agree that Dawud Amos works by.
Doesn't this knock our Pshat of Taisus then? Because where's our understanding of Taisus, the why when it goes to Rishashis, is not that Rishashis was the second answer.
No, I'm in the rush, basically. We're in
but
the
I'm saying
rush.
If we're going to apply this,
we're in the rush. We're just saying that.
I'm saying if we stretch this over to Taisus, then we're going to have a problem, no?
I don't know. I can't file so much. I'm just saying, truth, I don't even know what I have to say. I'm just saying that that Rav Sheshes holds that the truth is you could say that, oh, you could say it's slightly different too. You could say that Rav Papa, since he wants to make the takana even by Rosh Hashanah, and he agrees by Rav Shus Arabim, it can't be chatzer. So maybe he holds it even even Dara and Simta is also not chotzer. Maybe that would be a little bit nicer. But another, but just like you can't bring a raya, you can't bring a raya from Rav Papa and Rosh Hashanah to Rav Sheshes and Simta, because Rav Papa and Rosh Hashanah, I don't know what Rav Papa would say in Simta. Maybe he would hold once we make a takana, we make the same, both takanas the same way. I don't know. But Rav Papa, I don't know. But Rav Papa in Rosh Hashanah is learning that it's kind of as a new system. So therefore, it makes sense to exclude Geneva because there's no motivation. But Rav Sheshes, who says that Guva doesn't work with Rosh Hashanah, he's clearly using a system. He's using the system of Chatzar. So since he's using the system of Chatzar, so once you're using a system of Chatzar, so then you make it's a Chatzar, it's a Chatzar. So it worked by Geneva too. So you can't, so the Papuna Charifta is correct that you cannot jump from Rav Papa and Rosh Hashanah to Rav Sheshes in a Simta. Because Rav Papa's and Rosh Hashanah is a different Dawud Amis than Rav Sheshes' Simta is. I don't know what Rav Papa's Rosh Hashanah Simta is. But
so if Rav Papa is saying that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, only Metzia with motivation, because of the motivation, we're going to say that, you know, that there is Dalet Amos.
No, yeah.
And that there's a king of Dalet Amos. It's not going to be Din Chatzar, it's not going to be any system. Yeah, then why does it work in Mekach Memkar and Matana?
In
Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, at least.
In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yeah, I don't know, but do you know that Rav Papa would hold that it works in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Mekach Memkar Matana? Do we know?
Well, the Rosh starts with saying that it works in, you know, it works for all these things.
The Rosh is talking in only in Simta. But we don't know. I don't know. That wasn't true.
Meaning when the Rosh says at the end,
Let me just hear one at a time.
I was just going to say that when the Rosh says in the Man De'Amar that Dalet Amos is Konus Mishus Rabim, and then we were bothered, why does he add in Get? Meaning, theoretically, you could say that in this Man De'Amar only Get and Metzia work, but Ein Chanami Mekach Umemchar doesn't.
Okay, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I have to think. That's what I'm saying. I have to go through the cheshbon. I don't really know. Okay, I don't know.
Well, now it's supposed that it's a new
Mekach. Wait, I cut off. I got one at a time.
So all I'm saying is based on what we're saying. I know Rabbi doesn't want to jump back to Tysus.
I don't want to jump back to Tysus, please.
I'm just saying it caused a problem with Tysus's question. Because right now we just gave a perfect explanation why Geneva and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is different. So Tysus doesn't have a reason to give his answer that he's giving his answer. I'll tell you why it's different. It's different because it's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and it's a different type of a sweeping thing. There's no mechanism. I'll tell Tysus all those great things, and Tysus's question goes out down the drain.
Okay. I don't know. It's also too complicated for me. And the spur of the mind, I can't think. I don't know. But I think the structure is a very nice question. We're saying that the Papuda Charifta says that everyone, Rav Papa also agrees to Rav Sheshes that you can't use a Chatzar and a Shusar Rabin. So Rav Papa is saying, if I say Dawud Amos is famous Shusar Rabin, it's not Chatzar. But so it comes out that Rav Sheshes is using Kenyan Chatzar. So then there's a svara to say, listen, once we made it your chatzar, we can't make it a chatzar for one thing and not the other. If it's your chatzar, it's your chatzar. You have to be consistent. You can't make a stira. If it's a chatzar, then it's your chatzar. But Rav Papa, it's not chatzar. So therefore, it makes sense to exclude Geneva. Avra Max, I don't know if we gave you a mazel tov, but it looks like you get a mazel tov. Yes.
We already made a shidduch with Shamir's daughter, even though she's
awesome. Okay. Anyway, mazel tov again. Very nice. Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. Let me think about it a little more. But you think about it a little more too. Rabbi Meltzer, you said the Ksaiski is a different answer. Rav Nosson. I know the Ksais does have a different answer. So maybe we'll look at the Ksais as the answer to see what his answer is. But I think his answer.
By the way, this Chakira that
in the Shach is mashmah this answer. That's why I was trying to claim that from the Shach's Lashon, this sounds like this is how he gripped him. But okay. And right.